got up to cook base on base, the two dots, the second to last line. Kufa. Yomtiv Shechali is Achar Shabbos. If Yomtiv comes out on a Matzah Shabbos, like Pesach is going to be, so then Rav Omer Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdala. The order is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdala, Shmuel Omer Yan Hak, and Shmuel says Yayin Ner Havdala Kiddush. So we're going to have now a bunch of shitas, a bunch of different variations of work of the order. So just to break it down simply, there's two. The Ikar Machloikis starts with what do you want to come first? Kiddush before Avdalah or Avdalah before Kiddush? And all the other nuances with Yayin and Ner we'll explain as they go along of why each one does it the way they do. But Rav, starting with Rav, Rav says we want Kiddush before Avdalah. And the reason for that, says the Rashbam, is one of two. Either because Kiddush is more chashuv than Avdalah, so it comes first. Or because if we do Avdalah first, we always have this concept when it comes to Matzah Shabbos. If we rush to do Avdalah, it looks like we're trying to get rid of Shabbos. So when you have a couple mitzvahs to do, there's always that shita that it's other Avdalah, it's best to do the Avdalah last, so it looks like we're not in a rush to get rid of Shabbos. It shouldn't look like Shabbos is a mass on us. So he held. Tadr she'ena tadr maybe should play a role, but this svara could be a sort to override that svara. So according to Rav, he holds you do kiddush first and then avdalah. So you make yayin kiddush. Now you don't have to do yayin again because it's one kais. So you already made a bracha al yayin. So you're not going to have to make yayin again. So you just do avdalah afterwards, which is ner and then avdalah. Shmuel says the other way around. Yan hak, you do Havdalah first and then Kiddush. The Gemara is eventually going to explain the svar to do Havdalah first and then Kiddush is when you, a marshal the Gemara is going to give, is when you have a king by your house and then a chashuv officer comes, let's say a governor. So first you're Malava the king as he's getting ready to leave, and only afterwards, Hilchos Derech Eretz says, go. Greet the governor. You don't greet the governor, calls mommy, you're still dealing with the king, calls mommy, you didn't say goodbye to the king. So the same thing, Shabbos is more chashuv than Yom Tov. So you first are malava Shabbos out with Havdalah, and only afterwards you start being the Kaddish Yom Tov. So Shmuel says you do Havdalah first, so Havdalah with the regular Seder Havdalah, Yayin Ner Havdalah, and then you do Kiddush. Rabba Omar Yehanek. Rabba says, Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. So Rabba is, according to the way the Rashbam explains, a pshara between Rav and Shmuel. He wants to have Havdalah before Kiddush, like Shmuel. However, he wants to have a break between Havdalah and Kiddush that, because they're two opposites. One is on the way in, one's on the way out. So he wants to have something being masik in between. So he takes the Ner and he puts it in between the Avdol and the Kiddush to be masik between the Avdol and the Kiddush. Therefore he says, Yayin Avdol and Ner Kiddush. That was opinion number three. Levi Omar, Kniya. Levi says, Kiddush Ner Yayin Avdol. According to Rashbam, the reason why he does it in this order is, if you would do Yayin first, then you would think that the Yayin is only going on the Kiddush and not on Avdol. We want it to be nicker that Yayin is also going on the Havdalah. Therefore, we put the Yayin in between. Now, the way the Rashbam says it is, Yayin doesn't really have to go on Kiddush. It's not because Havdalah has to be made on Kiddush no matter what. Havdalah has to be made on Yayin no matter what. Kiddush, like we know, could be made on Pas also. So therefore, we take the Yayin, put it after the Kiddush, before the Avdalah, to show that it's going on the Avdalah as well. Other Rishonim hold that Avadah, Kiddush has to be on Yayin, but Afa Pikein, if it's in the middle, we know it's going on Kiddush. But if it's in the beginning, you would think it's definitely going on Kiddush, and it's not going on Avdalah, that's why we put it next to Avdalah. So we do Kiddush, Ner, Yayin, Avdalah. And seemingly, according to Levi, even if you would do Kiddush Yayin Ner Avdalah, that would still not be so clear that the Yayin is going on Avdalah, and therefore he bedafta, even though on a normal Rosh Shabbos you do Yayin first and then Ner, that's because there's nothing else to be going on. But over here that there's Kiddush, we flip it around and we do the Ner first and then the Yayin. That was Shita number 4. Rabbanan Amri Kina. Rabbanan say, very similar to Levi, that Kiddush comes first and then the Yayin in between in order to show that it's going on Avdallah, but he holds that it's sufficient that it follows Kiddush to show that it's going on Avdallah, or he wants to be mafsik, like we said before, that Svar according to Rabbu, he wants to be mafsik between Kiddush and Avdallah as much as possible, so he wants everything to be in between, so it's Yayin Ner Avdallah. Mabre Diravina Omar Nikia. He says Ner first, then Kiddush, then Yayin, then Avdallah. So again, he holds the Iker like Rav, that Kiddush comes first. We want the Yayin to be in between. And the Ner, so it's going on both. And the Ner, since Ner doesn't have to be on the Alakais Bechlau, we're just Misadar Alakais, but we learned many times, we learned this in Prophets, we learned it in other places, that Be'etzim, you could say, even when you get a Ner, even in your in Shul, or even in the street, you don't have to do a Dafka Alakais. Our minig is to be Misadar Ner and Besam Alakais. So since the Ner doesn't really have to be Alakai, so we put it first, and then we do Kiddush Yayin Avdallah. Marta Omar Mishmet Rabbi Yeshua Nihak. Marta says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that it's Ner, again the same story that Ner comes first, and then Yayin Avdallah Kiddush, so he holds like the second Shita, like Shmuel, that Avdallah comes first, because first came Alav Shabbos, and then, only then, do you make Kiddush. So he says Ner first, then Yayin Avdallah Kiddush. Sholak Lei Avud Shmuel Rebbe. Avud Shmuel asked this child to Rebbe, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu Seder Avdallis. Teach us what's the Seder of making Avdallis when it's Matzah Shabbos going into Yom Tiv. Hey, Sholak Lei. So he sent him back. Kacham Rebbe Yishmael B'Rebbe Yosi. So said Rebbe Yishmael B'Rebbe Yosi. Shalom Rebbe Yishmael B'Rebbe, who says in the name of his father Rebbe Yosi. Shalom Rebbe Yishmael B'Rebbe Hananya, who says in the name of Rebbe Yishmael B'Rebbe Hananya. Nehik. Ner, first. Havdalah, then Yayin, then Kiddush. So the Yayin is in between to show that it's going on both. And Havdalah before Kiddush, because we want to be Malav, like we said, the king first, and only afterwards greet the governor. Amrav Hanina. Said Rabbi Hanina, Mashal of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, the Mashal of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, why you do Avdallah first and then Kiddush, is Lemelech to this king, Sheyotze, who's leaving, who's departing. Lapirchas Nichas, and Lapirchas, some lower level, it's a Chashav officer, but not a king, it's a duke, a governor, whatever he is, he's coming in. So Malavin is HaMelech, so Derech Eretz requires at first you're Malav the king, he's more Chashuv. V'achar kach yoytzim nekras HaPerchas, and then afterwards you go to greet HaPerchas. And in our terms, you have, by a Simcha or whatever it is, you have a Rosh Hashiva who came and is leaving, and then some Magid Shir is coming in. So first you're Malav out to Rosh Hashiva, and only afterwards you go greet the Magid Shir. So the same thing, first you do Avdallah for Shabbos. And then, only afterwards, do you go and make a Kiddush for Yom Tov. And so he said it in Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, but who had been anybody else who said that order, that the Havdalah comes before the Kiddush, is all from the same reason, all from the same muscle. My Havdalah, so what's Maskana? Now we gave, whatever, I lost count already, but we gave a bunch of different shittas in the Seder, so which one do we do halacha l'maisa? So says the Gemara, Abayi Omar Yak Zina, V'Rava Amar Yak Nahas. So if you notice, both Abayi and Rava are going like Rav, Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdallah. That's Pashat. They just have a machoikis when it's, let's say, the first night of Yom Tiv by Pesach, or by Shavuos, and by Sukkot, whether it's the first days or the last days, when there's also going to be Zman. The question is where you put the Zman. Everybody agrees to Rav, it's Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdallah, it's Yakne. The question is where you put the Zman. So Abayi says, since the Zman belongs to Kiddush, Zman is not part of Havdallah, so it should be after Kiddush. So you do Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Avdallah. Rava says, Yakne has, which is Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdallah Zman, because since Zman, again, the Gemara says, doesn't have to be Alakais, you could say it Afilu in the Shuk, so it's really not part of the Seder of the Brachas Alakais, so they just push it off to the end. So Yayin, Kiddush, and Avdallah, which are all the Ikar brachos that are being said at Ala Seder, Ala Kais, and then afterwards you say Zman, because the Maisa, normally when we do it once we're making Kiddush Ala Kais, so you, at the end we just put in Zman. The Hilkos HaKaravan, says the Gemara Halacha L'Maisa, like we all know, is Yayin, Kiddush, and Avdallah, Zman, Yakna Haz, like Rava. The Rishonim point out over here that we don't have to pass them like Rava, Lafuki, Abaye, because that we already know that Abaye and Rava always, we pass them like Rava, except for Yagagam. However, since we had a bunch of other shitas before, meaning the whole Rava is only based on Rav, and we had a bunch of different shitas that argue on Rav, so we need to pass them like Rava in the Gabi, that which he held like Rav, Lafuki, all these other shitas, Shmuel, Rava, Levi, and so on. Ravuna bar Yehuda ikhla lebe Rava. So Gemara brings this story. Ravuna bar Yehuda one time went to Rava. Aisu lekamayu mar ubesamim. They brought in front of him a ner to make a bar mereish and besamim. So obviously there was a regular Matzah Shabbos. This wasn't a Matzah Shabbos that's going into Yantav, and therefore there was besamim. Baruch Rava besamim bereisha v'hada amar. So he made the bracha like we all do. Yain, Bisamim, Ner, Havel. The Amalei, so Ravuna Bar Yehuda asked him, Vabain Beshamay, Ben Vesil, both according to Beshamay and according to Vesil, Mar Bereshav, Hadar Bisamim. You went out of order. You're supposed to do Mar first, and then Bisamim. We already quoted part of this in the previous daf, but we're going to quote now again, Umayi, where do we see that? It's not Beshamay, Yomim. The Shami says, and this was the case, as like we mentioned yesterday, that a person comes home and he only has one kais, so if he's going to make avdol right away with the kais, he's not going to have a kais for benching for ma'amaka. So he saves the kais afterwards, and he's going to combine on the same kais, because a muslim and avdolah. So the Shami says the order is ner first, then muslim, then besamim, and then avdolah. Bezil Amrim Ner Besamim Mazim Avdallah. So whatever the machlokes is between Beisham Bezil, the Gemara explains in brachos, but everybody agrees that Ner is before Besamim. So why are you doing Besamim before Ner? Ani Rava Basrei. So on that, Rava answered from behind him, after him, the Amar, and he said, Zu Divrei Remeir. You're right. There is a Mishnah that says that is the Machlokes Beisham and Bezil, but that's the Meir Shita in how Beisham and Bezil argued. Our Rabbi Yehuda Imer, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says that wasn't the Machlokes Beisham and Bezil, rather the Machlokes Beisham and Bezil is a little bit differently. That Lo Nechlaku Beisham and Bezil ala Mazon Shubatchila. Both Beisham and Bezil agree, there's no Machlokes, that Mazon is for sure first, as opposed to a Meir that the machlokes is if Mazon is second or third. Everybody agrees that Mazon is first, and the reason is since you're benching, since you're doing this whole thing right after the Suda, so the pashtus is because the Mazon should come first. Val Avdala Shibaslaif, and the bracha of Avdala is going to be last. That also everybody agrees with. Even according to Remeir, there was no shaila about that. Al Mechleku, what's a machlokes b'sham b'sil? Al Amar v'al b'samim, on the order of the middle two, on the order of Ner and Besamim. Which one comes first? Beshameh emer mar v'achakach besamim. First you make a berim reish, and only afterwards do you make a berim in besamim. Beisil loimim, Beisil says no. Besamim v'achakach mar, first you make a berim in besamim, and only afterwards you make a berim reish, which is our minik. So I mean, according to this version of the machlokes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out that the machlokes beshameh Beisil is gufo, this shayla, what comes first, besamim or ner? And we pass an obviously like Beis Hill. So if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Besalim should come before Ner, which, like I did, says Rava. Well, Rabbi Yechon said, Nahaku ha'am ke Beis Hill, that the minig is to do like Beis Hill, Valiba the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Hill. So everybody agrees that the order of Havdalah is first Besalim, then Ner, and then, not everybody agrees, but I'm saying Halakha Lamaisa would be, according to this, the minig is Besamim, then Ner, and then Havdalah. So now the Gemara says another story. Rabbi Akiv bar Abba ikla lebe Rava. Rabbi Akiv bar Abba also one time came to Rava. Chazi, and he observed him that Baruch bar pi agafen akos akama. He made a bracha bar pi agafen in the first kais of the wine before the Suda. V'har baruch Arkasa the Birchasa, and then he made another Pri Agavin on the Koyshal Bracha of the Birkas Amazon. The Ishti, when he drank it. So Amalei, so Rabbi Akiva bar Abba asked him, Lama Lach Kuli Hai, why do you have to make so many brachas? Habarach Lamar. Chaluzimi, you already made one bracha. I mean, since you made a Hagafen on the wine before the Suda, why doesn't that pater the Koyshal Bracha as well? So Amar Lei, so Rava answered him, Ki Avina Be Reish Kalusa, when we used to go to the Reish Kalusa, Hachi Avina, that was the minig. Everybody made a bracha on Yayin Lefnei Amazin, and Afa began, they made a bracha again if they got from the Kaisho Bracha. So Amar Lei, so on that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba asked him, Tainach Be Reish Kalusa, that's good, I understand that when you're by the Reish Kalusa, you have to make a new bracha. The Achi Avad, that's what you do. The Misapik, the Safik Maisilam, Safik LaMaisilam. Because over there, you don't know if you're going to get from the Kaisho Bracha or not. So it's like Nimlach, it's like you changed your mind. When you drank the first Kais, you didn't have in mind to drink anymore because you weren't assuming that you're going to get anymore. Only afterwards, when you got more, so now it's like you changed your mind and you decided to drink more. So the first Bracha wasn't Moiti this wine because you were already Messiah Das from the first Bracha. And that's why you need to make a new Bracha. Hacha, Mashenkin over here, Amana Kosakalanda. In your regular house, you know that you're going to drink the Kaisho Bracha. The Kais is in front of us. So, you know, you weren't Messiah Das, the Daitan of there. Your Das is on it. So, why should you need a new Bracha? So, the way the Rashbam understands, it sounds like by the Reish Kalusa, they didn't know if at all after the first Kais if they're going to get any more wine. And our Gemara just discussed the Kais of Bracha, but who had been during the Suda, every time they got a Kais, it was Nimlach. Maybe they would get more, maybe they wouldn't get more, and therefore each and every Kais they would have to make their own Bracha. Kind of what we do by the Seder, that each Kais of wine makes its own Bracha. However, other Rishonim say from the Mashmois, the Gemara is not Masha like that. The Gemara is only making a deal out of the Kais of Bracha. So they want to say that the pshat is as follows. I mean, during the Suda, you know that Reish Kalusa is going to serve wine. Any normal person, any normal Chashav Suda had wine in those days. So they knew that they wouldn't get wine during the Suda. But the Kais of Bracha was only for the... There's one Kais for the Mavarach. Because it's only the Mavarach needs a Kais. And there's a bunch of people there. So from one Kais, and the Mavarach is going to drink most of it, so how many people are going to get from that Kais? Not so many. So over there, they Taka didn't think that they're going to end up getting from the Kaisho Bracha. So the Gabi the Kaisho Bracha, they're considered a Nimlach. But bottom line, so Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba had a Kasha, Bishlam, over there you made another Bracha because you're Nimlach. But over here, you knew about it, you had Das on it, you were never Messiah Das, so why are you making a second Bracha on the Kaisho Bracha? So Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, Anor Avdi Ketamidi Dirav. I do like the Talmidim of Rav. The Rabbeinu Rav Chananel, Talmidim of Rav, the Rabbeinu Rav Chananel, who were Talmidim of Rav, Havu Yosef of Suda. So they were sitting together eating a Suda. Koi Alai Rabbi Vasava. Rabbi Vasava was the waiter who was serving them. Amulei, and they told him, Havlam Vinivrech, give us a kais so we can bench. L'soif, afterwards they changed their mind, and Amalei, they said, Havam v'nishte. Let's give us a kais instead of benching, let's use the kais to drink. So Amalehu, so Rabbi Eves Alev said to them, Hachi Amar Rav, so said Rav, Kivan d'amriso Havam v'nivrech, once you decided that you want a bench, you said Havam v'nivrech, Itzer l'chu v'nishte, you're not allowed to drink wine anymore until after you bench. And the reason is, benching is considered a hesek hadas, a built-in hesek on all the food that you made before. And Rav took that a step further. Not only is benching itself considered a hesek hadas, but the decision to bench, the fact that you said havlam v'nivrech, that already is a hesek hadas. You're not going to eat anymore, or drink anymore. And if that's the case, as soon as you say havlam v'nivrech, if you change your mind, then you want to drink wine. You can't drink your wine without making another bracha. So according to Rashi, in other places, Rashbam goes like that over here as well, that it would seem that you would have to make a bracha achreina first, which is over here benching, and then a bracha rishayna in order to drink a wine. Other rishayim disagree, and other rishayim say that avadi you wouldn't have to bench, but you would at least have to make a new bari priya gofen in order to drink. But either way, what do we see from here? We see from here that benching, or even havlam v'nivrach, even getting ready for benching, is considered a hefsek, and that's why the kosher bracha obviously needs a new kais, a new bracha. My timer, what's the reason? Dasichu da'taychu, because you're masiach das from drinking ayde benching. Ameimar umarzutra v'ravashi. Ameimar marzutra v'ravashi haviyasi v'sudasa. Those three Amiroyim were sitting together by a suda. V'koyalai rabacha b'ridurava. And rabacha b'ridurava was the one who was the waiter, was being mishamash them. Ameimar baruch al kol kosa v'kosa. So during the suda, Ameimar made a bracha on each and every kos. Marzutra baruch al kosa kamu v'kosa basra. Marzutra made a bracha on the first kos, which was the wine before the meal, and then another one on the last kais, on the kaisel bracha. But in between, he did not make another bracha. Rav Ashi, baruch hakosakama v'suloi. Rav Ashi only made it on the first kais, and no more, not even on the kaisel bracha. So he saw three different amarim and did three different things. So Amar Lahu, so he asked the Rebacha Bar Rava. So Rebacha Bar Rava said to them, Anan Kimanavid. So now, halacha l'maisa, what should we do? I saw one of you make on each and every kais, another one made on the first one and the last one, and then and the third one only made on the first one. So what should we do? What's halacha l'maisa? So Ameimar Amar, so Ameimar said, explained himself, he said, don't learn from me. Ananim l'chana. I, my derech is not to drink wine, and therefore, each time I drink a kais, I'm a siyach das. I'm not planning on drinking anymore. So if afterwards I change my mind to drink more, each time is a new changing of the mind, and therefore each and every kais requires a new bracha. Marzutra Amar, Marzutra, who made on the first one and the last one, he said, Ano da avdik talmid rav. It's because I hold like the talmid rav. Like we just said before, Rav also went with the talmidim of Rav, that the first bracha patters all the wine throughout the suda, because as long as you're not masiach das. However, benching is a built-in hesach hadas, and therefore the kosher bracha requires its own bracha. Rav Ashi said, who didn't even make a bracha on the kosher bracha, he said, "Less hilchasa k'tamid rav." No, I don't hold like the tamid rav. Even though benching is a hesach hadas from eating, it's not a hesach hadas from drinking, and you know that there's going to be a kosher bracha coming afterwards. Therefore, it's not considered a hesach hadas, and the birkas hayayin from the beginning of the Suda patters even the kosher bracha that comes after benching. Says the Gemara, "What's my raya? The hayamtiv shecholi is achar Shabbos." Because when you have Yomtiv that falls out of Motzei Shabbos, the Amar Rav, and Rav said, Yakna, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So you're doing Havdalah after Kiddush, and Afa Bikain, it's not a hefsik on the Birkas Hayayin. It doesn't mess up your Birkas Hayayin. So too over here, even though you're making a Birkas Hamazon, it's not a hefsik on the Birkas Hayayin. And therefore, you shouldn't need a new bracha. Says the Gemara of Eloi, it's not a dimin. Hasam akadaitim mishtiya. By Birkas HaMazon, the whole yisoid of Birkas HaMazon is you're stopping to eat, you're stopping to drink. So during Birkas HaMazon, you're being mesiach das, you're being oikir your das from drinking. Therefore, if you want to drink more, you're going to need a new bracha. Hacha, whereas when you do Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, lo akadaitim mishtiya. First of all, Havdalah is not a steer to drinking. And more than that, if you're doing them together, when you made the Bari Priya Gafen on the Kiddush, you didn't yet drink anything yet. So obviously, B'Shasta, you're making the Avdala, you're planning on drinking. You're doing them together to drink one kais after the two of them. So obviously, Havdala is not a Hefzik. And therefore, over there, you technically make the Hagafen before the Kiddush, and it works all the way till after the Avdala. Masha Enkim, Birkas HaMazon is called a Hefzik, and afterwards you need a new bracha. So all the Rishonim say, halacha l'maisa, since first of all, Rav and Marzutra hold of the same sheet of the Talmid the Rav, and the Gemara dismisses Rav Ashi by saying, v'lohi, so that's halacha l'maisa, that when it comes to a Suda, even if you made a bracha, Baruch Pei HaGafen, in the beginning of the Suda, let's say by Shabbos, or Yom Tov, where we make a Baruch Pei HaGafen before the Suda, Afa Pikain, if you're going to use a kosher bracha, you have to make another bracha by Pia Gafen on the kosher bracha, because the benching itself is a hesach hadas, is a hefsek from the first by Pia Gafen.
What
He said that you do Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdallah. So the Avdallah, so you made a bracha of Yayin on Kiddush. And you did Avdallah in between, and it's not considered a hefsek. So who Adin Birkas HaMazon should not be considered a hefsek.
Ah, okay.
Kimotel Avdullah, when it came time to make Avdallah. So now we're obviously not going on this machoikis of this Suda of Rav Ashi with Amemar Amar Zutra, but rather we're going back on the previous story, which was the story that Rav Yaakov Bar Akiva came to Rava. So that must have been on a Shabbos. So the first Hanhaga that he saw by him was that he made a bracha on the Kodesh on the beginning of the Suda, and then another bracha on the Kodesh bracha, and then that evening, when it was time for Avdallah, he saw another, we'll see two on August of Rava that he questioned. He mutter Avduli, when it came time for Avdallah, come Shameh. So the Shamish of Rava got up, and he lit a torch from the candle. So Amalei, so he asked him, Lama Lachuli Hai, why do you have to do that? There's a candle here. If you have to make a Bar Mirage, why can't you make it directly on the candle? Why do you have to light a torch first and in order to make a Baruch Bar Mirage? So Amalei, so first Rava wanted to push him off for whatever reason. So he told him, Shamash died to the Nashik Kavod. What are you asking me for? Ask the Shamash. He did it on his own. He's the one who lit it. So ask him why he did it. So Amalei, so he said back to Rava, Eloi Shami Alei Mine Demar, had it not been that the Shamash heard from you that that's what you're supposed to do, Loi Avav, it means he stomped. Drawing himself a cup, stamping, matriach himself, he wouldn't be doing that. I mean, obviously you instructed him that that's what he's supposed to do, and that's why he's doing it. So I want to know the real reason. So Amalei, so he answered him, Mar, don't you hold that which we say, Avuka l'avdol mitzvah min amufkar, that there's a mitzvah min amufkar to have an avuka, to have dafka, a torch for avdol, as opposed to a candle. Because it's more light, like we explained in Brachas and in Shabbos. So since it's more since it has more light, so therefore it's mitzvah min amufkar. So that's why we did it. Then he continued. The story goes on. Pasach with Omar. So when he was making avdol, so he's in the brach of avdol. He said, "Hamavdol ben kodesh lechol, ben oil lechayshech." Which is the nusach that I think most of us say. So Amalei, lama lachuli hai, why you have to say so many avdalas? V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, doesn't Rav Yehuda say in the name of Rav, Hamavdo bin Kodesh Lechol? If you say Hamavdo bin Kodesh Lechol, Zuhi avdalasish or Rav Yehuda Anasi, this was the avdala that Rav Yehuda Anasi used to make. Because that's the ikkar we're coming to do over here on Matzah Shabbos. You're coming to be mavdal between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the days of Chol. You're not coming to be mavdal between Aron Choshech and Yisrael Amim, between Yom HaShivu Sheshet Maaseh. You're coming to be mavdal between Kedusha of Chol. So that's all you have to say. It's interesting. I didn't see a pshat yet, but the Rashbam somehow had a girsa. Hamavdal between Kedusha of Chol and Aron Choshech. Suri Avdalos Yisrael Rebu Danosi that he said too. Kedusha of Chol and Aron Choshech. So, bottom line is, why are you saying four? Amalei, so he answered him, Anoka Hasrili, I hold like the following memra, the Amr of Lazar, Amr of Aishir, Rav Lazar says in the name of Aishir, HaPeiches. If you want to say the minimum Shira of Havdalah is, LaYifches Megimel, so then you should not do any less than three. VaMoisiv, and if you want to do the maximum, you want to do a lot of different avdalas, like Yosef al Zayin, you cannot do more than seven. And the Gemara in Tamar's Blah will go through what the seven avdalas are. So Amalei, so he said to him, Vamar loitchlasa Amar v'leisheva Amar. You did neither, not three, not seven. Right, you did four. So look, the pashtus is, when you say don't do less than three and don't do more than seven, that means anywhere between three and seven is okay. So what's the shaila? So the Rashbam explains that Echanami, but since he wasn't coming to do the maximum, so why did he do any more than the minimum? And Taisus goes further. Taisus says a lot of times when Chazal say this thing, Lo Yifchos Mishlesha and Lo Yoser Al Zayin, it doesn't mean it's a range from 3 to 7. Whenever Chazal were misakin numbers, they usually were misakin the connected things. We find this all throughout the Gemara all the time. And the Moshav by Tzitzis, it says when you're doing the wraps and the Chulias, it says Lo Yichlis Meshava Kineged the Shiva Rakiim Lo Yisa Ayud Gimel Kineged the Shiva Rakiim and the six spaces between each Rakia. So these numbers are Bedafka. So you can't do anywhere between 7 and 13. It's either, if you want to do less, it has to be Dafka 7, and if you want to do more, it has to be Dafka 13. So who I didn't over here, Mistama, when they decided to either do 3 Avdals or 7 Avdals, there was some significance to that. And therefore, when we said if you want to do less, do 3, and want to do more, do 7, it's either or. It's Dafka 3 or 7. You did 4, so what's Pshat? So Amar Lei, so he answered him, Ivra be'emes ben yom hashvi v'sheshim ha'amaseh me'in chasimhi. Teretz is, I only said 3 Avdalas. The 3 Avdalas that I said, like we'll see in Tevahah's Daf, are the Avdalas that the Psukim in the Torah talks about. That's Chedesh Lechol, that's Aron Chayshech, and that's Yisrael Amim. Ben yom hashvi v'sheshim ha'amaseh, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Hashem was mavdil between yom hashvi and sheshim ha'amaseh. And it doesn't count as one of the 3. So why then do we say it? Because there's a rule in brachas that whenever you say a bracha, a bracha arucha that's going to end with a baruch ata Hashem, so you have to say something that's me'ein ha'chasima, that's similar to the chasima, right before the chasima. So over here, you started off, ha'mavla ben kadesh l'chol, ben ar l'chayshev, ben yisrael la'amim. So yisrael la'amim, and then you're going to say, ha'mavla ben kadesh l'chol, so then the last thing you say before the chasima is not going to be similar to the chasima. So we stick in, ben yom ha'shid ha'sheshim me'amaseh, which is again Me'ein Hamavda Ben Kadesh Echol, is just a different way of saying it. It's not a new Avdallah, and we only say that in order that we could firoiz Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavda Ben Kadesh Echol. So this one doesn't count as a fourth Avdallah. It's really going back to the first one, and all. And the only reason why we say it is to have Me'ein HaChasima Samach LaChasima. Okay.